Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 17th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northwest of Rockall 989, Norwegian Sea 977 by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Utsira, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later, fair, good. South at Utsira, southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in fourth, fair, good. German Bight, southwest 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4 in Thames, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, south or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Biscay, fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 4 or less in West Trafalgar, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in West Seoul, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in East Lundy and East Irish Sea, fair, good. Shannon, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic at first in Bailey, otherwise south or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first, except in Malin, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes. Southwest, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 in Faroes, backing southeast 3 to 5, veering south 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or snow, moderate to very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 6, 6 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 7, 7 miles, 1015, now rising. Lerwick, south by west 5, 9 miles, 1015, falling. Wick, south 4, 9 miles, 1017, falling. Aberdeen, southeast by south 3, 13 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 15 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Boomer, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1031, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 3, 2 miles, 1036. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast 3, 5 miles, 1,035. St Catherine's Point Automatic. Southeast by East 3, 1,034, now rising. Jersey. Southeast by South 3, 4 miles, 1,034, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. South by East 3, 5 miles, 1,034. Scilly Automatic. South, Southeast 4, 16 miles, 1,031, steady. Milford Haven. South by East 4, 16 miles, 1,032, now rising. Aberporth. South by East 6, mist. 3 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Valley. South by East 5, 3 miles, 1,030, now rising. Liverpool Crosby. South East 4, 5 miles, 1,031, now falling. Valentia. South by East 4, 11 miles, 1,025, now falling. Ronald's Way. South by West 5, mist. 5 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Malinhead. South, southwest 6, 13 miles, 1,021, now rising. And Macrahanish Automatic. Southeast by East 3, 16 miles, 1,024, now rising. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 16th of January. General situation: high pressure over the continent will maintain fair weather and light winds in the southeast of the United Kingdom, while a strong southerly or southwesterly flow will affect the northwest. Rain and gales will affect northwest Scotland at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 to severe gale 9 at first in northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain later in north. Good. Occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair. Good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 2 or 3. Fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 3 or 4, veering south 2 to 4, backing southeast 2 or 3 later. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in east. Fair. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in east and 6 at first in northwest. Fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Occasional drizzle at first. Good. Occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, mainly fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6, backing south 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair, but occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 20 past five with the shipping forecast, and Alan Smith will have news briefing. Or our digital sister station, Radio 4 Extra, has a mix of comedy, drama and factual programmes overnight. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Malaysia and the US. The former Bank of Canada and Bank of England Governor Mark Carney says he's running to replace Justin Trudeau.
I'm back home in Edmonton to declare my candidacy for leader of the Liberal Party and Prime Minister of Canada.
But does he represent the change Canadians seem to want? We'll hear what Donald Trump's pick for the US Treasury told senators about Russian oil and tax cuts. As China prepares to release GDP figures in the next hour, we'll ask how it can stimulate growth. And North Korea is preparing to welcome international tourists for the first time in years. Lots to talk about in Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Do join us after the latest world news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There have been major disagreements in Israel's cabinet ahead of a crucial vote to ratify the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Israel's far-right security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has said he will resign if the government approves the deal, describing it as a reward for Hamas. Other ministers have also criticised the deal. Sebastian Asher assesses the impact of the dissent on the ceasefire due to begin on Sunday.
I think the general view would be that the deal will still go ahead. Certainly in the cabinet, Netanyahu will have the votes. He had six centrist members of a party join the coalition quite recently, and that has strengthened his position. Whereas before, what Ben-Gvir might do might bring down the government immediately. That isn't the case at the moment. Other parties have in the past also said that they would join the coalition to ensure that the government didn't collapse if a deal was at stake.
Hamas health officials say that at least 80 people have been killed in Gaza as Israel continues its strikes. Last year saw the fastest annual rise in the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere ever recorded. Data from a research station in Hawaii indicated levels of the planet-warming gas increased to more than twice pre-industrial levels. Justin Rowlatt reports.
1.5 degrees of warming was the ceiling the world agreed to try to stay within at a landmark UN climate summit in Paris a decade ago. But the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is now increasing at a rate that puts that target virtually out of reach, the Met Office says. It says the exceptional increase in CO2 last year was because of record fossil fuel emissions and wildfires, exacerbated by the El Niño weather pattern,